We are trying to eradicate this consciousness. Animals. An animal, he is also thinking, I am dog, I am cat, I am cow, I am ass. On account of this bodily concept of flesh. And if we, human beings, we also remain in that bodily concept of life, then we are no better than the animals. So if we remain animals, there cannot be any peace. You bring a dozens of dogs, and if you kill them, they cannot be improved. They will remain as animals. They have no capacity. And if you ask them to live peacefully, it is not possible. Because they are animals. Similarly, if we human beings, although we are not animals, but we are not being educated as human beings. And therefore we remain as animals. So how there can be any peace? The animal eats, we eat. This animal sleeps, we sleep. The animal has sex life, we have got sex life. The animal depends, we also depend. So if we remain engaged only on the principles of food, demands of body, then we remain animal. Our extra education requires that I am not this body, I am spirit soul. And if there is necessity of the soul, if you don't come to this platform, then we remain animals. So this Krishna consciousness movement means we are trying to bring human beings to the platform of spiritual consciousness, a real human being.
Are you
trying for peace in the world? Yes. Everyone is trying for peace in the world. I have already referred to the United Nations organization. They are also trying peace of the world. But one must know the right way how to bring peace in the world. So our proposition is that if you keep the human being as good as animals, then how there can be peace? There cannot be any peace among animals of that. This is our proposal. So we are bringing these European, Americans, Africans, Canadians, Australians to this platform of understanding that we are human beings, we are not animals. But I have already explained, so long we shall remain in the bodily concept of life, then we remain animals.
What is the
necessity
of creating this just
like consciousness? Necessity is that a human form of life is meant for advanced education. Unfortunately, they are being educated to live like animals. That is a mistake. So we want to correct this mistake.
The spiritual organizations in India, all the spiritual teachings in India, are always put great emphasis on the fact that we are spiritual beings. So what was the necessity of creating another movement to say the same thing?
No, you are brought in the question of India. We are talking of the human society. So why are you bringing India? We are not talking about India. Human being does not mean only Indian. Is a human being all outside India, inside India, everywhere. Wherever there is human being, they require this education. And it is India's duty, because India has got the opportunity to be spiritually advanced by the grace of large central persons. So they should first of all, make their life perfect by taking education and distribute the knowledge throughout the whole world. That is India's mission. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. That the exact word is Bharat Bhumite Manusha Janma Haila Jat Janma Satsakari Kara Parokata.
Anyone who has taken birth in India as human being, he should first of all make his life perfect and distribute the knowledge to others for welfare activities.
Swamiji, as I know, the movement has a great place in Bhagavad Gita, and Gita is the result of the war. How
is it saying? The war is also necessary. When there are demons, they should be punished. But we must know who is demon and who is not demon. Just like any good state, just like our India state, accepting that we attain our independence by Mahatma Gandhi's non-violent movement. But do you think that India is keeping non-violent? Why there is soldiers? Why there is police? So that is also necessary.
Where is the movement start?
This movement is already there since Krishna appeared upon this earth about 5,000 years ago. And before that also the movement was there. But in the modern history, the movement is since 5,000 years. Yes, again country. It is no question of country, it is in the world. Oh yes, that is, our bodily concept is so strong that whatever we think about country, about sex, about community. This is our disease.
One's life
perfect and successful.
Is
Ayananda movement related to Sri Ramananda?
Hmm? What is that?
The movement of
Sri Ramananda.
I do not know anyone's movement.
We are pushing on our movement on the basis of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna's movement. That's why we have named Krishna consciousness.
So you do
know about it?
Householders, children are sent there at the age of 5. there they are taught in association with other children, these principles, the Krishna consciousness, they are trained, they are trained in beautiful senses, and the things of the other class, we don't even know who are born, right?
Have you had a significant impact on the American society? The value of the free has it?
Yeah.
Which American society is it?
Oh yeah. You can go in America, see what front is these days. Everyone will know Hare Krishna. We're getting up.
That's what I do.
So not unlike they follow our movement. Those who have followed our movement, recently there was one study that was published by a great emphasis on sociologists in America from the University of California, the Union Theological Center. And he stated in that book that the members of this movement, formerly they were drug-addicted hippies, and now they have become servants of Krishna and humanity, loving servants. So he has given proof through intensive interviews that one who follows this movement, dramatically his life becomes changed.
Okay. He's a big prophet. And they studied this movement for 5 years. And you have not that book?
Yes.
There are decision as here. What part of this part? But now they realize it is a special. Yes, it means his name and the book. And counterfeits. He's very awesome, great system, all high class.
How
do
you
use
that?
So that any common man, from any caste, any creed, any nation, they can come in that. So that was, you are making animals into men. I began this. Because they are not educated, they have to become human beings, so they remain animals. So this is the best social work, that we are bringing animals, two-legged animals, to real society. So, this is proper inferior. Therefore, we are bringing animals to human beings.
Movement,
I mean, we see our movement in a different way. Number, let me tell you the quality of something. First of all, let there be perfect man. There is no perfect man. This government will be imperfect. If there is perfect man, government is imperfect.
Maybe that man can become perfect.
Mm-hmm. Therefore, in the human society, there is school, college, education, culture. Not in the animal society. Because they can be made into perfect, not the animals. So he said, human proper education. That is the greatest part because the opportunity and the authority are not giving them the opportunity.
So, the perfectness is to become the God or to become the man. Then I want
you cannot become God.
What perfectness means?
Perfectness means to become godly.
Then
Krishna was in politics. So he instructed Arjuna to fight. This is politics. But it was God. When Arjuna denied that Krishna had not been
Chapter 2, Bhagavad Gita, text 2. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, Kusatva Kashmanam Idam, Shime Samupastitam. Anayu Gushtam Asvargyam Akirati Param Arjuna. The Supreme Person, Bhagavan, says, "My dear Arjuna, how have these impurities come upon you? They are not at all befitting a man who knows the progressive values of life. They do not lead to higher planets, but to infinite." Purport. Krishna and the Supreme Personality of Godhead are identical. Therefore, Lord Krishna is referred to as Bhagavan throughout the Gita. Bhagavan is the ultimate in the Absolute Truth. Absolute Truth is realized in three phases of understanding, namely Brahman, or the impersonal, all-pervasive spirit, Paramatma, or the localized aspect of the Supreme within the heart of all living entities, and Bhagavan, or the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, this conception of the Absolute Truth is explained thus: Vedanti tattva vidat tatsangas jnanam advayam dhameti paramatmeti bhavaniti shabdyate. The Absolute Truth is realized in three phases of understanding by the knower of the Absolute Truth, and all of them are identical. Such phases of the Absolute Truth are expressed as Brahman, Paramatma, and Bhagavan. Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 2nd Chapter, 11th verse. These three divine aspects can be explained by the example of the sun, which also has three different aspects, namely the sunshine, the sun's surface, and the sun planet itself. One who understands the sunshine only is the preliminary student. One who understands the sun's surface is further advanced. And one who can enter into the sun planet is the highest. Ordinary students who are satisfied by simply understanding the sunshine, its universal pervasiveness, and the glaring effulgence of its impersonal nature, may be compared to those who can realize only the Brahman feature of the Absolute Truth. The student who has advanced still further can know the sun disk, which is compared to knowledge of the Paramatma feature of the Absolute Truth. The student who can enter into the heart of the sun planet is compared to those who realize the personal features of the Supreme Absolute Truth. Therefore, the bhaktas, or the transcendentalists, who have realized the Bhagavan feature of the Absolute Truth, are the topmost transcendentalists. Although all students who are engaged in the study of the Absolute Truth are engaged in the same subject matter, the sun shines, the sun disk, and the inner affairs of the sun planet cannot be separated from one another, and yet the students of the three different phases are not in the same category. The Sanskrit word Bhagavan is explained by the great authority Parasara Muni, the father of Vyasadeva. The Supreme Personality, who possesses all riches, all strength, all fame, all beauty, all knowledge, and all renunciation, is called Bhagavan. There are many persons who are very rich, very powerful, very beautiful, very famous, very learned, and very much detached. But no one can claim that he possesses all riches, all strength, etc., entirely. Only Krishna can claim this because he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. No living entity, including Brahma, Lord Shiva, or Narayana, can possess opulences as fully as Krishna. Therefore, it is concluded in the Brahma Samhita by Lord Brahma himself that Lord Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. No one is equal to or above him. He is the primeval Lord or Bhagavan, known as Golden, and he is the supreme cause of all causes. Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchitananda Vigraha Anadiradir Govinda Sarvakarana Karana. There are many personalities possessing the qualities of Bhagavan, but Krishna is the supreme, because none can excel him. He is the supreme person, and his body is eternal, full of knowledge and bliss. He is the primeval Lord Govinda, and the cause of all causes. Brahma Samhita, 5th chapter, 6th verse. In the Bhagavatam also, there is a list of many incarnations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But Krishna is described as the original Personality of Godhead, from whom many, many incarnations and personalities of Godhead expand. Eche Changshukala Pungsha, Krishna Stu Bhagavan Swayam, Indrari Vyakulam Lokam, Nidhigyanti Vijay Vijay. All the lists of the incarnations of Godhead, submitted herewith, are either plenary expansions or part of the plenary expansions of the Supreme Godhead. But Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st canto, 3rd chapter, 28th verse. Therefore, Krishna is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Absolute Truth, the source of both the Supersoul and the Impersonal Brahman. In the presence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Arjuna's lamentation for his kinsmen is certainly unbecoming, and therefore Krishna expressed his surprise with the word kutas, where from? Such unmanly sentiments were never expected from a person belonging to the civilized class of men known as Aryans. The word Aryan is applicable to persons who know the value of blood and have a civilization based on spiritual realization. Persons who are led by the material conception of life do not know that the aim of life is realization of the Absolute Truth, Vishnu, or Bhagavan, and they are captivated by the external features of the material world, and therefore they do not know what liberation is. Persons who have no knowledge of liberation from material bondage are called non-Aryans. Although Arjuna was a Kshatriya, he was deviating from his prescribed duties by declining to fight. This act of cowardice is described as befitting the non-Aryans. Such deviation from duty does not help one in the progress of spiritual life, nor does it even give one the opportunity to become famous in this world. Lord Krishna did not approve of the so-called compassion of Arjuna for his kinsmen.
This Mumbai is made with this area.
That's the United States. Or there are more subsidiaries. Subsidiaries means
Therefore, in the society, they must be Kshatriya. The Brahmana should be learned to give protection and life. Kshatriya should give protection. Vaishnava should produce economic development and rest they should assist to the world. This is the program of Indian society. Especially nowadays, it's very clear. So, if the leaders understand that their authority is great, then the common mass will fall.
Never hearing research, most of the people of Indian origin, it is easy for them to understand
that the Indian make a program, the common is false. And everything is described in the Bhagavad Gita, how to say it should be
practiced. I think from the government, Swami, not the leader of the world, is the
idea is the common man, they expect something in India, that India has got some spiritual culture. So, every human being is sitting on the feet of Christ. But unfortunately, at the present moment, that doing something is not the desire, the so-called samadhi and duties. I do not wish to describe them.
The head is a sign of surrender to the spiritual master. And we need the seeker
and keep the head light in his car unless he is pardoned. And the Kali Yuga and the Sinta is stated in Lavanam Ketu Dharam. In the Kali Yuga, people will think that keeping long hair, he has become beautiful. This is a mentality of defense. Lavanam Keta Dharana, you can write this. Lavanam means luster, and Keta Dharana means keeping hair. And Maya Mahapurita Jnana means that knowledge has been taken by Maya. Asuri Bhava Mahasita means atheist class.
these class of man is never surrendered to Krishna. So, if one is not surrendered to Krishna, we immediately take down either of these. You speak in the Mulhama. Did you understand? And then they gradually come to the supreme of this land for the common man to give respect to the police constable, meaning giving respect to the Lord. But the police constable is not the president of the Lord. So one should know who is the president. That is advanced. If you remain simply offering respect to the constable, that is not advanced.
Light comes from many lands. But you were preaching that
the Indian culture is always that light comes from many lands. But there is no cheap understanding.
Yes. That is the supreme light. There are degrees of light. There is sunlight and there is deep light. Cannot compare this light with but that does not mean the sunlight and this light is the same. How can you understand this? Your question was the light. How can you understand that a degree is of light? You cannot say this light and the sunlight is the same.
It comes from the Quran or from the Bible and let the light come from the
but we give you the idea that light comes from everywhere. There is one blue one. That light also lights and the sunlight is also light. You cannot think that the blue one's light and the sunlight is the same. Now it is your business to see which is glow on light and which is sunlight.
It has been pretty well proved, especially in third world countries, that your movement is under the wing of a certain imperialist countries.
Allegation that our movement is connected with certain imperialist countries.
There is no nonsense of connection. There is nonsense if we come to nonsense. How can I say? There are so many nonsense that we are trying to make all these nonsense to human beings. So long he's on nonsense, he won't kill you now. Okay? Because moving at
no, no, but that's what we know in any season.
Very end for, but he can protect you. He can get rain for, he can get umbrella, then he is not. No, you cannot stop with anything, but you can protect yourself. What are Africans? We have many Africans, you know.
Yes, American.
Yes. Have you got anything?
We have told this temple in Kenya.
We have about 30 disciples in Nairobi.
You see the film?
Yes.
From the ceiling, we have a nice film of our room.
Yes.
All over the world.
We go in here and we can get it.
From here. How old are you? Oh, me. Say, how old?
I see it.
Yes.
52
or 52? 18. There's one black American, it's a massive community on a photo of them.
But the bodily concept of life is no more African, no more American. He's spiritual.
Well, very personal question. How would you react when people give you a godly reception? When
yes, would you get a godly reception when you come to a place
with you? Because I am going to take you that far. Therefore, you must be the godly reception.
So, you accept it, isn't it?
You will see you are ambassador from a country, then that means giving honor to that country. It is not my personal reception. It is acknowledging the glory of the country. Yes, Dr. Dhamma, Lord, he said, if you please God's identity, no God is
take your time.
Thank you.